Why, hello, and welcome to Coming Home with Mama T. I'm your host, Tiara, aka Mama T, and on this podcast, we explore the journey of creating the life of our desires through mastering manifestation, maintaining a positive mindset, and living luxuriously. And today's episode is an after hours episode. I feel so called to just like come on here and record because it's 2 a.m. my friends on the evening or eve. I don't even know how to properly equate it, but the morning after the Lunar New Year, or the beginning of the Lunar New Year celebration, the beginning of the new moon celebration, all that good stuff. So the 222 energy, I was like, yes, let's do it. I felt inspired to record something. So here we are, we're recording and let's get to it. So this evening, I was out and about like you do, and I was talking to someone, and I was talking to them about like aspects of my life, right? And I was actually talking about them in a way that wasn't necessarily like celebratory. And I was like, oh, this happens. It's not like necessarily my favorite thing because I would prefer this over that. But like, you know, I'm also aware that it's not the worst thing in the world. And the person was like, I wish I had your, like, or, like, they were like, I want to be you. And I was like, doesn't everybody, was my response. And I said it in a way, and I was very proud of myself because I said it in a way, like, yes, it was a joke, but also I said it in a way that to me felt like, I'm not joking, you know, like, shouldn't everybody want to be me? And to me, that felt like, that is a level of confidence that I wish everybody in the entire world had, you know, like, I like wish if someone was like, I want to be you, or I want to be like you, or whatever. I feel like that's like one of the highest compliments. It was like, when I grow up, I want to be like you. And when I say that to people, like, I mean it in like the highest of confidence. Like, oh my God, like, you're doing great things. Like, you're showing up in a way that like, I want to emulate that. If I've ever given you the compliment of like, I want to be like you, like, that is high praise, because I want to emulate the actions that you are taking. You are showing yourself and you are showing up in your life in a way that I feel is like exemplary, and I want to celebrate that. And also, I want to emulate that. I want to be like you. I want more people like you in my circle, because I want to be surrounded by like successful, like go-getter, like high vibing energy. And you are like just embodying that, and I want to experience that, right? So when someone was just like, I want to be like you, and I was like, doesn't everybody? It one to me, like, granted, I feel like it was a joke on both sides, it felt like to me like, yeah, I want people to say that I want to be like you, and I also want to be able to respond in full confidence, of course you do, like, yeah, because I am living an extraordinary life. I am taking action. I am not ashamed of the life that I live. I understand that I am surrounded by abundance. I am surrounded by blessings. I'm surrounded by amazing things. And looking at, you know, this evening, like, I was surrounded by amazing people who wanted to share in this tradition of harboring abundance into our 2024 year, right? And it was fun. It didn't go exactly as I planned it. Like, I will tell you, full throttle, like, okay, so we're gonna make dumplings. In my mind, I saw this TikTok, and it was like, all right, making dumplings. If you're familiar with Cassie, there's more words to her name, but like, Cassie is the name that pops up, but she is an Asian woman, and she cooks on most of her videos, and she shares, you know, traditional cooking and like things that like make her feel cozy and comfy and at home, and things that she really loves to cook, and she tries to make it cooking so much more accessible, which I super, super love. She used to be a dancer for, I want to say, the Nuggets, but don't quote me on that. But, you know, like, she used to dance for a basketball team, but now she's just, like, full-time influencer and cooking amazing. She has this cute, super cute apron that's on sale right now, and I've been, like, trying to, like, push for somebody to, like, you know, buy it for me for, like, Valentine's Day or whatever, if anybody. No, I'm just kidding. I don't, like, it'd be great. Like, I say, like, you know, somebody could buy it for me, and then I get, like, five of them, and that'd be amazing. But also, I just need one. So, come on, like, you know, communicate amongst yourselves. But anyways, so she's phenomenal, and I love her. And so I saw her video on Lunar New Year, or as some may call it, the Chinese New Year, and her dumpling recipe. And so we had people over, and I was like, all right, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make the filling, and I'm gonna get the, like, the dough prepared, and then people can come over and, like, make their own little dumplings. That was what I had in mind. And then we did it, but I didn't feel like driving to the Asian market to get the pre-made dumplings. So I was like, or the wrappers, right? And so I was like, you know what? I will make them myself, because it's literally flour and water. All you have to do is, like, knead it and do whatever. And so I, like, pre-made the little, like, a lot of circles to make the dumpling. The edges were not perfect. I will be wholly honest with that. The edges were not perfect. It was whatever. But I was like, all right, cool. Fine. We'll do that. Also used gluten-free flour, which might have made it a little bit of a harder experience for our friends, with, like, showing up late and then the flour being dehydrated and not working as well as it should have. So, like, we got through them. We got through that flour. I do have, like, a little ball that is saved for a rainy day to make something completely different. I'm not going to make dumplings with it, but we'll figure out what I'm going to make with it at another time. But with that, I learned in this moment, one, people will show up, right? Like, people will show up for you when you have a desire, which I think is amazing, especially when your desire is connected to, like, your community, right? Like, I desire to create amazing music for the masses. Like, it's not just about, like you and your music, but, like, you're trying to connect, like, create a message for the masses. Even if your message is I'm hurt and I'm sad right now, like, you are creating something that people can relate to. Yeah. So in this moment, I was just like, oh, okay. Well, I learned that one, I don't want to take the time to roll out 47 little paper thin things, but also I also learned that I can get, like, wonton wrappers and it'll be fine, because that's what I did. I went down to our grocery outlet and grabbed two things of wonton wrappers, and now we have a lot of dumplings that are frozen to share with so many people to be able to be made at a later date, and I'm really excited about that, and I'm really thankful about that. So, like, hashtag don't you want to be me? Yeah, you do, with, like, multiple containers of dumplings in your freezer that are homemade and made with love and care and thought and process. Like, of course you want that. But I want that feeling for you of where people want to be you. So what do you do? How do you make people want to be you? And I think, first of all, the beginning of that stage and that process is wanting to be you yourself. Getting to a place where you're like, I'm happy as I am. Not that, like, you know, everything's perfect. There's nothing to grow upon or live within or experience or whatever. No, I'm not saying that. Are there aspects of myself that I want to change or learn or expand upon? Of course. But finding a place where you're, like, secure and yourself and your being and who you are authentically and bringing that to the table, I think that is very poignant, very powerful. So we're in that space, you know, that radiates. It radiates to the world. I think it's also, it reminds me because a friend sent me this video, and the video was talking about like how our hearts, like scientifically proven that our hearts have an like electromagnetic field. And I was like, oh, this is great. This is funny. Because they sent it to me and they were like, oh my God, this is like such a cool concept. And I was like, ma'am, you like we're friends and you know me and you talk like you've talked to me. And I was like, you know, when I say the word morphogenetic field, 100% what I'm talking about. And this video broke down the science of like how our hearts actually have like an energetic, like a electromagnetic field that it creates, and it can be felt as much as like 3 feet outside of our body. And it also relates to how people refer to like as vibes, like this person has good vibes versus this person has bad vibes, and it's that energy that's like reverberating from someone's hurt. And my personal goal is to be the kind of person that has a heart that people want to be in that vibe, right? That has that emulates an energy from my heart, from my mind, my body, my spirit, that is something that people want, that feel tangibly and want to be a part of. And feeling that kind of energy, or maintaining that kind of energy, we one have to witness that energy in ourselves so that we can understand what we are maintaining and cultivating and holding true in our lives. Because sometimes we can get to a place where we are constantly berating ourselves, and then we're constantly not seeing our power, right? And we're not seeing the magic that we bring, and we're diminishing what we bring to the table. And in that diminishment, we are no longer living our truth, to be wholly honest. You know, like that's what gets us in that space of like maintaining this like monotonous rat race, right? That gets us in the space of being devoid of actually connecting to our full-on experience and what we're desiring to live out in our life. So all that to say, don't you want to be the version of you that people are like, I want to be like you? I hope so. Because I feel grateful anytime someone's like, oh my gosh, Tiara, Mama T, I want to be like you. Like, I want to live my life like you. Like, that is like such a high honor. That's a great celebration for me when someone says that. And I'm not going to say that like in the first time someone said it to me, I will be wholly honest, I was not receptive in a way of like, oh my God, I'm so honored. I was like, why me? Like, I'm fat, I'm unattractive, I'm this, I'm that. And I could list, you know, create this whole laundry list of things that say that I'm unworthy of such praise, is what I was trying to do, because I didn't see myself through that truthful lens. I'm not saying, like, am I saying that I am perfect the way I am, and that, like, I mean, honestly, I am pretty freaking perfect. Like, if I go, I've recently gone to the doctor, there's nothing wrong with any of my labs, any of the things, in terms of health or weight or whatever. Like, in theory, I am perfect, but I also know that there are things about myself that I want to improve. But also within seeing the fact that there are things that I want to improve, I also see myself in a light that says that I am doing extraordinary things, and I'm making extraordinary work, and I am inspiring people in an extraordinary way. And so I don't have to wallow in self-pity and doubt and any of that. I can find joy in this moment, in this day, in this experience, while knowing that there are things that I'm looking and excited to improve upon. And that's it. That there's the post. There's the story. So where can you find that happy place where you're like, I'm holding an energy that is just so vibrant and so exciting and so wonderful that people say, I want to be like you. Even if the you that you are embodied into and that you are exuding to the rest of the world isn't your end game, right? Because you know what's magical about that? Like, think about it. People want to be like you now, and you're like, I'm just getting started. Like, this isn't even like I'm at the catalyst. It's not even like the culmination of all the hard work and efforts that this is just the beginning, right? Like, holding that, like, somebody wants to be like me at the beginning. God knows what it's going to be like at the end, at the precipice of me hitting all of my goals and my dreams and whatever, like the version of myself that's there, while quite similar to the version of myself now, because let's be real, the effort is embodying the version of myself that's there. So it's just like, that is, to me, is like resonating of like, oh, I'm there. Like, I am already the version of myself that is at the end of the tunnel, that is, has manifested the accomplishment that I'm looking for. I'm already holding that energy because people are showing up in my life, showing it to me that they're like, I want to be like you. I want to like live your life. I want to do this, that, and the other. And I also have the capacity to grow even further. And that is amazing. So amazing. And I'm super excited for it. I'm excited for you to experience it. So with that, I'm going to hop off. Let me know. How did you like this after hours episode? Would you like more after hours episodes? Go ahead and drop it in the comments. Let a girl know. Let's connect. Let's talk a little bit more about it. And of course, remember to subscribe and listen to Coming Home with Mama T on all major podcasting platforms. Share with a friend. If you're not already a part of the home membership, I invite you to become a part of it, because that's where you're going to get that like one-on-one connection on a smaller scale, because we are in a group setting in terms of group coaching. So you get to learn from other people's questions as well as share your own questions and connect in there. And there's rituals, there is recipes, and so much more greatness in that space. So I'm super excited, and I'm super thankful for those of you who've already joined, and looking forward for more of you to become a part of that community. And with that, I'm gonna say ta-ta for now. Remember to like, share, subscribe, and have a magical day. Bye.